My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. We are in the middle of a bigger sugya dealing with Rishiyot HaRabim, Rishiyot HaYachid, and we're talking about Sveikos in the Rishiyot HaRabim and the Rishiyot HaYachid. And here we arrive at Chapter 6, Mishnah number 6, Safek Rishiyot HaYachid. If it's a Safek that takes place in the private domain, Tameh. Until you say, I didn't touch. A suffix that takes place in the private domain remains tameh until there is clarification. So if he's able to clarify and say, I didn't touch that, or the barnumer says, it doesn't have to be limited to, I didn't touch it, it could be, I am not tameh, then he's not tameh. Suffix Rishut HaRabim, Tahor, Ad Yomar Nagati. And the contrapositive is true in the public domain, he is Tahor, until he says, no, I actually did touch that tummy thing. All right, that's our clarification statement. Now, we've been taking for granted what exactly Rishut HaRabim is and what Rishut HaYachid is, but though it's not so clear, I'm really glad no one caught me on that and no one asked me. But if you did, I would point you to mission number 6. Here we are going to begin resolving that, and we're going to continue in the next several Mishnayot. Ezo hi Rishut HaRabim. What indeed is Rishut HaRabim? Shvile Beit Gilgul, the paths of Beit Gilgul. What is Beit Gilgul? I told you at the very first year in our time together that I'm going to go with the Bartnur whenever I can. Bartnur says it is a round and undulating ground which people cannot cross. That is the Shita of the Bartnura. It's a big machlokas what exactly Beit Gilgul is. Some of the more contemporary positions think that Shvile Beit Gilgul is a actual place that we're talking about. Meaning a place in Israel that would be common to the Tanaim, as though you and I were speaking, and I would say, ah, New York City is considered a Rishut HaRabim, or something like that. But we don't know. At any rate, v'chen kais b'hen, and similar things, Rishut HaYachid l'Shabbat, Rishut HaRabim l'Tumah. This kind of place is a private domain for the purpose of Shabbat, and a public domain for the purpose of Tumah. Uh-huh. So it looks like we can have something that's not consistent between Shabbat and Tumah. We can have something be a Rishut HaYachid for one and Rishut HaRabim for the other. Why is that? We'll figure that out in a minute. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo huzkaru shvile Beit Gilgul. They didn't mention Beit Gilgul. Ela shehem Rishut HaYachid l'kach l'kach. No. They are actually a Rishut HaYachid for purposes of Tumah. Obviously for the purposes of Shabbat, but also for the purposes of Tumah. Hashvilim hamefulashim laborot velasichim lamarot velagitot. The paths that fan out that to the pits, the cisterns, the caves, and the wine presses. Rishut HaYachid l'Shabbat, Rishut HaRabim l'Tumah. So those are considered a private domain for the purposes of Shabbat and a public domain for the purposes of Tumah. Now you're asking me, you're at the edge of your seat, you want to know, what exactly, that doesn't help me. How do we define what's a Rishut HaRabim, Rishut HaYachid for the purposes of Tumah? Now for the purposes of Shabbat, the whole story is a little simpler. Maybe. It's not. It's more complicated. But it doesn't matter. It's different. For the purposes of Shabbat, the difference, Rishut HaRabim is a public domain, well, forget that for a second, a Rishut HaYachid is a place that's enclosed by walls and is owned by one person. There's some kind of title that's more clear. And that's considered Rishut HaYachid, and there's also Rishut HaRabim. By the way, the Barnura wants me to clarify to you that when we said Rishut HaYachid in this Mishnah, we did not mean Rishut HaYachid. We meant Carmelit, because there's actually 4 Rishuyot. 2 are recognized by the Torah, Rishut HaRabim and Rishut HaYachid. There's also a public domain, private domain. There's also something called the Makom Ptur, like a zero space, null doesn't exist, a space over a river doesn't really exist. And there's also something called the Carmelis. A Carmelis is a place that Doraita is a Rishut HaYachid, but the rabbi said it doesn't really look like a Rishut HaYachid, doesn't smell like one, taste like one, or quack like one, so we're going to treat it like a rabbinic public domain. But, that's good for your back pocket, but the author of the Mishnah didn't want to confuse us, and indeed when we said Rishut HaYachid l'Shabbos, that it's a considered private domain, Doraita it is, and in order to juxtapose it to Rishut HaRabim, Latuma, so we prefer that language, even though Midarabanan, that's not true. So anyway, that's how we dice up Shabbos. The dinam of Rishuyot for Tumutara stem from the mitzvah of Sota, and for the mitzvah of Sota, the title and and walls matter less. What matters more is about enclosed secretive spaces. So if you are in an enclosed space that's secretive, that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If you're in a place, even if it's enclosed, but it's not private or secretive at all, it's well-traveled, so that's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's a public domain, because that's not a place where you could be accused of adultery. So that is going to be the difference, and we're going to see that play out over the next couple of Mishnayot. Habika, mission number 7, Habika, again, that valley that appears and reappears through Shas. Bimota chama Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'Shabbat. In the summer days when everyone's out and planting, so it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Shabbat. Again, not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but a Carmelite. Or Rosh Hashanah Rabim l'tuma, but it's a public domain vis-a-vis tuma, because, heck, that's not a very private, colloquially private place. There's lots of people walking around. Uvyemotak shamim, but when it's out raining, so then Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'kach u'l'kach, then it is considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid for the purposes, obviously, of Shabbos, but also of tuma tara, when there aren't so many people out farming. That is all for today. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow.